Pastor, as we roll back the memories, we waited a long time for this event. 30th anniversary. A long time.
That's right. 30 years. I mean, some people literally waited a lifetime.
Lifetime,
for this day, you know? Why I say that, you will find out later. Alright, I think it's time for us to figure out and find out the past 30 years of memory. Yeah. Some of us who have just joined this church in the last 1-2 years or even 5 years, you know, just give us a wave. Where
yeah,
are you?
Just
where
the last
are you?
2 years.
We welcome you. Yeah. We love you.
Good evening, and all these our new BBTCians.
Yes.
Praise the Lord for you.
Thank you for choosing God and for choosing BBTC.
Yeah.
Alright, and we just want to share with you the history and story of BBTC. But before that, Uncle Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, you have been in church for so long.
All
You've been
right.
in BBTC for so long.
Yeah.
I don't even dare to count the number of years. Okay, like, actually 30 lah, you know. Can I just ask you, I'm sure you have had some really wonderful memories.
Yes, memories. I sure have lots of wonderful memories. You know, one of the most wonderful memories I have is based on my appointment. You know, I got this wonderful appointment as the solemnizer of weddings in
wow.
the church. Oh, I tell you. Although I'm not very solemn, I don't know why I was appointed as a solemnizer, you know. But it's such a wonderful, you know, thing to be there for people's happiest day. One of their happiest day.
That's right.
Hey, I remember you. I married you off.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. 5 years ago, on this very stage,
yeah.
me, my husband, and you, Uncle Jeff.
Yeah. And your wedding was special, huh?
Yes.
Because yours was the first military wedding in BBTC.
Yeah.
First military wedding, you know, with a sword.
Prelude to
and
the
all
army
that.
Of God.
Yeah.
Marching into battle.
Yeah, marching
okay, just
in
kidding, just
and
kidding.
All that. And it brings back memories for me, too. Because Uncle Jeffrey also got married 38 years ago.
Wow.
Military wedding also as well.
Nice.
All right. It was so wonderful, you know. And, you know, I remember also, you know.
Mm.
You know, it came to the scene, it came to the point where I say, and now, bridegroom, you can kiss the bride.
Wait, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
And I tell you, Joel took a really long time kissing you. It was a long kiss, one of the longest kisses I had. I was so embarrassed, I mean embarrassed, you know. You know,
Uncle Jeff, this something cannot say on stage. Off the stage also cannot say. Ayo,
no, he's following army orders. Army orders says, at your own target, at your own time, carry on. And he really carry on, you know. I don't think, anyway, I just want to share with you and is how BBTC was birthed. How we were born. How BBT was born. Let's watch the video.
In 1979, Bedazzle Katong Church members started praying for the work in the Bedu estate.
So, you know, when the church first shared about this vision of going beyond our traditional area of Chuchia Katong, many of us were quite excited. And so we saw that as an opportunity to, you know, to expand the gospel somewhere. And Bedu was quite a young estate then.
We were all young adults in Bethesda Katong. I just gotten married, had a son. And when Elder Philip Tan shared about planting a church in Bedu, and which is a heritage of the Brethren Assemblies to plant churches.
From 1980, ministries began in the Bedu community, reaching out to at least 500 children and youth from 1980 to 1986.
BBTC has a very special place in our heart. With Shirley, my wife, we grew up together in Bedu Ministry. She was 9 years old when she came in through the tuition program, just like our Pop SL Ministry. Growing up as part of the latchkey generation, meaning that both my parents were working, I'm always thankful to God for the few good men that God sent to mentor and to disciple me, basically to nurture my faith and help me in my personal walk with the Lord. To me, they were like spiritual fathers.
In September 1984, an approximately 60,000 square feet plot of land was purchased.
My indescribable gift.
Groundbreaking was held on 12 May 1985, where 40 youth and children from the Bedok Ministry sang, "He built his church on a firm foundation."
He gave his precious life for me, and for me he shed his blood.
I was born in the year 1986. My mom told me that this was the year when BBTC was started. She said God put a burden in some leaders from Bethesda Katong Church to start a church in the Bedok Tampines vicinity. Dad and mom caught the vision and brought me along as the pioneer group to build this new church. Here I am being carried by my mom during the baby dedication in Hall 1.
There were quite a lot of us who moved over from Katong, right, the parent church, as I mentioned. And, you know, I think in those days we all had a very pioneering spirit.
My wife and I, we resonated. We just got a flat in Tampines New Town, starting a family, and we wanted to be part of what God is doing. And so we resonated and we shifted to BBTC.
Esther, now I know why you said a lifetime. 1986, our church was born, and you were born also at the same time.
That's right. And so it has been very, very wonderful 30 years. Very, very wonderful 30 years. So how many years have you been in church?
Oh, uncle here has been really very long, man. When uncle joined the church here, uncle's hair was black, man.
But your hair's still black today. Like.
Ah! Because 2 days ago, because of anniversary, uncle color hair lah. cheat a bit lah.
You know? I also color lah, but from black to brown lah, different.
And when uncle come here, when I first came here, I only got 5 wrinkles. Recently, I just counted 1,500 wrinkles. Uncle came here as a young man, and now uncle old man ready lah, apek ready lah. You know, that's how long. Anyway, let me share with you. Let us share how Uncle came here to BBTC with Auntie Alice and Charmaine and Sean. Okay, bye.
In obedience to God's call, my wife Alice and my 2 children, Charmaine and Sean, joined BBTC in 1988. I was already a deacon at Bethesda Katong Church, and at BBTC I had many opportunities to serve, to exercise leadership, and to use my talents for the glory of God. In the early years of BBTC, I was called upon to organize events since I had a lot of experience doing so when I was in the Singapore Armed Forces. Then we focused on evangelism with many large-scale outreach events during Christmas and Good Friday. I remember we even had life-size wooden camels.
So I still remember that, those kind of mega productions. One Christmas in 1989, we actually commissioned a contractor to build 3 huge camels, that had wheels, so that we could wheel the camels in with the wise man sitting on top. And that was really quite something. It was the friendships that we built when we were involved in some of these productions. It's pretty intense, right? So you get to know, your members of your crew and the actors and all those things quite well during these events, right? I think also the other memorable thing is that the opportunity to impart something to the lives of the people who came to our programs, and and some of them are still in our church today. So it's always a nice reminder to myself of the things that we did in the early days. We learned a lot of things, but I think for me, number one thing would be that God is faithful. when you organize these kind of big events and all that, a lot of things can go wrong, right? You know, there's a lot of things to organize, things to fix, and also a lot of time, involved. So there's a lot of sacrifices in terms of your personal priorities as well. But through all this, I think all of us can say that we never lacked for anything. God has always provided. So the key is that as we commit our plans to Him, He was always faithful to establish them.
Terence! He was searching for you, man. Where is the camel?
I have it with me.
Hey, this is the, what camel is this? I know we are talking about baby Jesus, but not baby camel. Hey, cannot lah, like that cannot. This is a big event. Every time BBTC organizes them, everything is big. Okay. And this is baby lah, cannot. I need a life-size camel. Life-size, real, life-size camel.
Okay.
So go and get another camel.
Okay.
The life-size, life-size. Okay. Thank you. Don't forget, And, every time, we organize events like this. We want to tell the world about the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell the world! Tell the world about Jesus. You know, Esther, just watching them jumping up and down, I already very tired, you know. Now everybody turn to your neighbor and say, have children when you are younger. Tell your neighbor.
Then you can run after your children and you can tell the world together with them.
Yeah. You know, someone once said that when you are young, like them, when they are young, they got no time. They got no money, but they got energy. And then all the senior citizens, we all got time, we got money, but no energy.
So as I say, Uncle Jeff, okay lah, you can give us some of your time by spending time with us. You can also give us some of your money lah. We got energy, we help you spend. Alright, just kidding. But you know, looking at all these young children, it brings to mind my childhood days, when I was growing up in BBTC as well. Children, I want to tell you, this is a good God, and this is a good church.
Amen.
Turn to the person beside you and say, I want to see you in 30 years' time, still worshipping the Lord, still telling the world.
Tell each other, I want to see you in 30 years' time. Yes, praise the Lord, yes. One more time, give them a big hand, all these young people here. Praise the Lord, yes.
Don't ever depart from the Word of God, okay, children? Don't ever depart from the community of God.
Yes.
Because this is a community of believers who will really journey with you.
Yeah. And when you're young, share the gospel, tell the world, alright? Yes.
Yeah. And it really brings to mind when I was a young kid and I was a young child, you know, growing up in children's church under Pastor Evelyn back then, and all my primary school, all my Sunday school teachers, I really, really thank God for very godly parents-in-law, godly leaders, and godly Sunday school teachers who have really groomed my batch of, you know, young people to who we are today. And so, yeah, let's take a look at how our memories were then, back then.
All right, let's watch this.
As a Brethren Church, BBTC valued knowing the Word of God. Growing up, I participated in Bible studies and scripture memory quizzes. Guess who's that boy beside me? It was my then future husband, Joel. That's really divine appointment. And you know what's even more amazing? My then future father-in-law, Pastor Daniel Koh, led me to pray to receive Jesus into my life during Sunday school. He was in charge of the Sunday school back then. I heard that he looked really cool with Elvis-like hair.
I remember at that time, Sun Yao Nam was an elder of the church. I was a deacon, and he approached me. He said, "Dan, would you like and join me in setting up the junior Sunday school?" At the time, we call it junior Sunday school. And my wife said, "Yes, of course." And we had several meetings at our homes, planning for the big day of opening the Sunday school in the first week of November 86. And we had people like Elder Raymond Poe in the group, and we met regularly, we planned, and it was such a joy serving the Lord in the children's ministry. The Lord has added me the ministries, moving from children to seniors, from cradle to grave, and truly, you put God first. The Lord is a good God. He will not shortchange you, and I'm looking forward to going to heaven to receiving my rewards, my works of gold, silver, and precious stones.
Introducing our very own BBTC, Elvis Presley!
Whoa, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! The pioneer generation! Opportunity to present the Seniors Act in celebration of BBTC's 30th anniversary. Come on, you know, as seniors age, what happened to them? They lose their hair. I'm losing my hair. They lose their teeth. They cannot walk. But look at our seniors. Look at them. We have four octogenarians.
Look, there's still the hair. So let's declare the amazing grace of God one more time. Now let's sing together. Let the choir declare it.
Continued on our outreach efforts, Bordeaux and Tampines residents started to pay attention to this very interesting church that looked like a community center. We had a big basketball court and held many of our activities there, attracting many curious eyes.
As teenager, we used to play basketball every Saturday. So indeed, a church with a basketball court in her compound is indeed very special for me. It gives a sense of community. Passerby, sometimes mistook us for Fengshan Community Center.
As we grew in numbers, we started various ministries to meet the different needs.
Thank you.
I remember we started in 2000 through BCCSC student care and also the children camp. I got to know a few children who needed tuition. Started with three of them, and after that I realized that we are able to come alongside them. It was then I shared with a few sisters in Christ and started this ministry, you know, to help those in our community. We started with five teachers and 16 children, and from there the Lord blessed the works of our hands and the ministry grew. It was then I formed a cell group with some of the young people. The children and the youth were not interested in spiritual things. I remember there was once I shared the word of God passionately with this young man, and at the end of the session I thought, you know, he would have learned something. It was then that he shared he has a question. So I quickly asked him, what was that? And he said, can I go to the toilet? I was discouraged, yet thankful, because it was then the Lord taught me that I just need to be faithful and He will do the rest. Over the years, I saw how one by one they came to know the Lord. In fact, the whole family was saved. The Lord also blessed them, you know, in their studies. They were from normal tech, and then they moved to IT, then poly, and then university, and they graduated. So I saw God's hand in their lives as they choose to follow the Lord.
You know, Esther, God is so good.
Indeed.
We have so many ministries in BBTC, blessing the neighborhood, blessing one another. Yes. Praise the Lord for our ministry. One more time, just give a big hand to the Lord, thanking Him for all the ministries, for all the ministries that we have here in BBTC.
God has been really, really, really faithful.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. May I go to the toilet?
Sure, but you need to ask our Elder Papa for permission. Alright, so we have really, really many ministries, as you can see just now, you know, the photos of the different ministries that were started in the many different years.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you, Uncle Jeff, so what ministry are you involved in right now?
Right now, this ministry, the Alpha Ministry. I love the Alpha Ministry. It's an evangelistic tool, and many of you have taken part. And the other one, the ministry I do is the Alpha Marriage Course.
Wow.
Because I'm a solemnizer, so I make sure that marriages turn out well. And so I do marriage course with Auntie Alice as my my partner.
So Alpha Course is for those who want to find out more about Jesus, and then they can come.
Yes.
And then you'll talk. Yes. And then you'll eat.
Yes.
Is it because you like to talk and eat?
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew it. Right person for the job. Well appointed.
In the past, another ministry I got involved in was BCCSC.
Wow.
But that's a Care and Counseling Services Center. Mm. And when I was involved there, we ran many, many community service day. That means we invite the neighborhood people, and our whole church so crowded. We have games, food, and we make sure there's a draw. And that is, we invite very famous VIPs. And one of them was Jack Neo. He came. Wow.
Liang Popo.
Yeah, he came as Liang Popo. Yeah.
Yeah, the younger ones don't know who Liang Popo is.
And it was so crowded. And that was one of the ministries I do. Wow. How about you?
Well, for myself, in the past, I used to be in this ministry called Prism. Now, Prism.
Prison.
Prism.
Prism.
So the idea was that, okay, so this was a performing arts ministry that we used to have. And a prism is basically something that when light shines through, it reflects and refracts in many different colors.
Okay.
So like the light of Jesus just shines,
wow,
and then we perform in many different ways.
Wow.
So we had sign language, we did drama, we did dance, we did all kinds. Wow. Those were the days. And you know, the most, you know, as we were preparing for this, one of our pioneer members, Huai Jie, he reminded me of how there was one night we had to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. We did one item, okay? One same
one item.
30 times.
30 times practice. Wow.
I think he was already thinking of our 30th anniversary. He had to do it 30 times. So, 30 times in one night. We just went on and on and on and on.
But you know something? They say practice makes perfect.
Correct.
And when you do something for the Lord, you do it well.
Yes.
But you know something, you need energy lah.
Correct.
30 times you need, no,
energy. Energy. And wow, after that, I think all of us were really, really tired. But I know a bunch of ladies today with us who have energy. And I tell you, you will be surprised. Later on, when they come on, try to spot there are two mother-daughter couples, and not only that, one of them is our eldest wife. Not only that, she is a grandmama.
Tell you, grandmother.
Group.
Wow.
Come on, ladies.
Energy.
Let's go.
On a DC track that's jacked beyond comprehension, I believe that I failed to mention that there's a lack of recognition when it comes to his position. Cause if I can't be crossed over, then I'll keep my feet up and over.
Needing also a full-time leader, God called someone to come in full-time to bring about the next stage of transformation for BBTC. recognize this handsome uncle, he would heed God's call to become our very first senior pastor of BBTC.
In the 90s, the church grew and grew, and the elders came together over various meetings to look into the possibility of hiring someone as a full-time senior pastor. The whole thing came to a head in May 2000, where there was a seminar in our church entitled The Vision of the Leader. The speaker was Bruce Wilkinson from Walk Through the Bible, from World Teach, and it was my Damascus Road experience. It was like the Lord asking me directly, what are you going to do for my kingdom? That began a struggle that went through for a whole month, from mid-May to mid-June. I argued with the Lord that I was already serving Him, giving Him, and so forth. But the issue, in a nutshell, was about time. I was then reading the Bible once through a year, and I was reading 2 Samuel then, and 2 Samuel 5:3 clearly jumped up at me and said that all the elders came together and appointed David king over all Israel and Judah. So the word "all the elders" caught my attention. That means the Lord was telling me, go to every single elder and ask for their endorsement, their blessing, their support to run with me in this race. So that was what I did.
As we grew in numbers, we realized that we needed more room to meet the ever-expanding ministry need.
About 11 years ago, we were challenged to tear down the old basketball court stroke car park to build the sanctuary that we are in now. And it was a journey of faith. In 2004, I came back from Nigeria, and very clearly, this conviction that God is our provider. So when I came back to BBDC, there was this prompting to tear down the car park, build a new sanctuary, and I challenged and asked the elders to journey alongside this. Now this is history.
Painfully, but yet with a sense of excitement, our basketball court had to give way to a brand new building with a new chapel for the youth church ministry and a new sanctuary housing more than 1,000 for our corporate worship.
We built the church, this new sanctuary part, and renovated the rest of BBDC in 2005 and 2006. We had our service here in this sanctuary in November 2007. And come next year, it is 10 years already. And what was that? It was primarily a journey of faith, trusting in God for all the details, for all the funds. And one of the gratifying aspects of this journey was the journey of faith. Everybody leveling up in faith. Because without faith, as we know from Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God.
Wow, you know, Uncle Jeff?
Yeah.
It was indeed painfully that we gave up that basketball court. It held so many wonderful memories for us.
Just imagine, this was a basketball court that you're also
sitting in. Guys, turn to the person left and right and say, you are currently sitting on the air above the basketball court.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Wow.
Give the Lord a praise clap for the decision made to take away the basketball and court and bring this sanctuary that we are enjoying here
today. It is indeed a wonderful, beautiful sanctuary. Yeah. And you know what? We're just going to continue filling this place. So
Amen.
One day, SPR, we're going to have
Amen.
A fourth service, right?
Amen.
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 Fifth, five, six.
Yeah.
And you know who is going to bring us into the next 30 years?
I think I know. Oh, it is you. All of you.
Hey, by the way, look.
Cute.
Esther, look.
Who's that little boy there?
Cute, chubby boy over
Ayo.
There.
Ayo!
Come here, boy.
We'd like to introduce you to Elliot.
That's Elliot. Hi, Elliot. Hi. This is the future of BBTC.
This is our cute little chubby boy. He's also the son of Pastor Hua Ken. And he represents the generation that will bring us beyond 30, beyond 60.
Beyond them, 90. We all need them for the next 30 years.
Wow, I didn't know about all this wonderful history. When the new building was constructed, I was only 2 years old. What I do know is that when my daddy brought me to BBTC 2 years ago, we found BBTC to be a happening place. I made new friends there in daddy's cell group and in Sunday school. I also helped out in the Good Friday outreach.
Yes, you know. Yes, God has been doing a transforming work in BBTC. And this year, even as we celebrate our 30th anniversary, there are so many significant breakthroughs that BBTC has reason to celebrate. And we want to go beyond 30. We want to go beyond 30.
This year was especially memorable as we celebrated our 30th anniversary, where we challenged BBTCians with the Beyond 30 vision, an inspirational call for BBTC to step out beyond our comfort zone, beyond the walls of the church, and beyond our country for His glory.
Beyond all wisdom, beyond all wealth, You are King of all.
Seeing vision, and it was wonderful because I didn't expect that.
Yeah, so that's how more people got to hear the gospel, and that was how I witnessed God use very natural means to show His love in a very supernatural way.
Created in the image of God, and if God is love, then actually deep down inside it is about our ability to reconnect with the very basic values that I think defines us, which is to care and to love others.
They also challenged BBTians to go beyond the country by sending more than 30 teams. Praise the Lord, we had 40 teams. And I was also part of one of those teams going to Cebu, Philippines.
Wonderful and joyous 1 year since the 29th anniversary all the way until today, where we celebrate 30 years of God's goodness. And you know, all the different mission trips to all the different places, as well as songwriting competition, and wow, God has been so good to us, giving us many opportunities to go beyond comfort zone, beyond
30,
beyond church walls, and beyond country. That's right. And all together, we are going beyond 30. So, Elliot, I believe that you went to Cebu.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Wow, I'm sure you met a lot of new friends.
Yes, I made a lot of friends and I had a lot of fun with them. God has been truly good to BBTC for the past 30 years. I wonder what lies in store for the next 30 years. What is Senior Pastor's vision for BBTC as we move beyond 30?
Well, let's watch this video to find out.
The challenge for the next 30 years, we are an open brethren church, strong in the Word, and the challenge will be to be continually rooted to the Word and connected to the Holy Spirit. We must produce disciple makers that will make disciples who will be people competent to handle the Word of God, competent to wield the sword of the Spirit, and people who are connected to the Holy Spirit, depending totally on God to anoint us to share the gospel, to anoint us to bring liberty to the captives, to set free those who are oppressed, to bring sight to the spiritually blind. In a nutshell, to be effective priests and kings. As priests, to bring people to God. As priests, to bring God to the people. And as kings, to reign and rule with Christ in our homes, in our workplaces, in the marketplace. To help people experience the presence of God, and in the process to find salvation, to find deliverance, to find healing, to find God coming true for us in our respective situations and circumstances, to be God's representatives on earth, to be effective in this ministry of reconciliation. And therefore we must change. The whole purpose of worship, to encounter the presence of God, must lead to transformation of our lives. The whole purpose of preaching the Word must lead to transformation of our personalities, our souls. We must want to change. We must want more of God, and God in us and through us, to make a difference in the lives of people around us. So we must give our hearts to God, for God to lay hold of us as we lay hold of God, to make a difference. And we must change in this direction for His glory, in Jesus' name.
Let's give these little ones a big hand. They are all pre-primary. They need your support. Give that big hand. Big hand for every one of them.
So, you know, 30 years have passed.
From our birth in 1986.
To the earlier years of growing new ministries. To transforming, to becoming the dynamic BBTC we see today.
And God has been good to us.
And we look forward to more good things as we move beyond 30.
Children, you are the generation that is going to bring BBTC beyond 30. Children, are you ready? Right, give that big hand. They are all ready. All right, praise the Lord. They are ready. BBTC is in good hands for the next 30 years.
To change in the heart of me. Renew. Church, over the years, we thank the Lord for faithful men and women who served in the council of the church. We thank our brothers here, many of whom served as elders, some present, some past elders of the church. Some of us remember the first chairman of the church, Dr. Benjamin Chu. Remember our previous chairman, Mr. Philip Tan. The third chairman of the church, Dr. Matthias Quek. Some of the older chairmen, elders, Yao Nan, Brother Wee Boon couldn't join us this morning. David Park, Jeffrey Goh, and the current elders of the church. It's been our joy and our privilege to serve our mighty God together with all of you. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, for all they've given to BBTC. All that they've given so richly and so abundantly. All that you've given so freely and so unconditionally. We thank you, Father, that we are a God whose goodness never fails. We thank you for your word says that your compassion they fail not. Your mercies, they are new every morning. Your faithfulness, they never come to an end. Oh God, we thank you that you are a faithful God. And we have so much to thank you for over the years, Lord. For every relationship that's been formed in this church. For every ministry, for every spiritual parent, for every mentor. For every Sunday school teacher, for every prayer warrior, Lord. For every teacher, for every worship team member, for every worshiper in this church. For every musician, oh God. For every mentor, every teacher, for every preacher. For every student whom you have raised up. For everyone who has come alongside. We thank you, God, that you are a God who never fails. You are a God for all seasons. You are a God, Lord, for BBTC in the last 30 years. And we know, God, that you'll be with us going forward from here. And so, Lord, your grateful people, those you have redeemed for yourself, and whom, Lord, you will reserve for yourself for all eternity, we give you thanks and praise that you love us so much. And we know, oh God, that truly we can say that we thank you because we are yours. And we thank you, O Lord, because we know you are our great, loving, almighty Heavenly Father. And so we give you thanks and praise. And all God's people say, Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Church, now is message time.
Message.
From our senior pastor.
Actually, you have heard and you have seen the message. Children, children, children. Hello, hello, hello. All right. And yesterday, because the whole program took almost 2 hours, I only spoke for 3 minutes. But today, it was a lot tighter and I heard the food is not ready. So you want a 10-minute message or a 1-hour message? 1 hour. 1 hour? Oh. Okay. Children, it'll be 10 minutes if you keep completely silent. Alright? Can you do that? Alright. What I want to do is going to bring us through some changes and we have retweaked our purpose, vision, mission statement. Alright? Let's have our purpose, vision, purpose statement. Can everybody read? Okay, we have the children to read. Children, can you read? Children, answer me. Can you read? All right. I want a good, loud one on the count of three. Are you ready? One. You're not ready. You're still talking, you see? Okay, again. One, two, read. Okay, that was good. That was good. All right, all together on the count of three. One, two, read. It's all about God. It's all about our loving Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Everything that we do in this church, we must glorify the Father. Jesus is the head of the church, and we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Next, our vision statement. Okay? Now, all in the gallery. Are you ready? All in the gallery on the count of three. One, two, three. Good. But children, you can do better? A good one, okay? On the count of three. One, two, three. Very good. Now I got your attention. All right. Next, the mission statement. Everybody on the count of three. One, two, three. Very good. To share Christ as we mature in Him. There are two verbs. What is the first verb? Which one comes first? No. What is the first verb? Mature. Because if you are not maturing in Christ, you cannot share. You can only give of what you have. Okay? You can only give of what you have. Next, our new logo. Alright. Have you seen this logo before? Okay, as you can see in the logo, the centrality is the cross. We always start with the cross. We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Okay? And then you see the path that is first a broad path leading to the narrow path to the cross. So the first message is we want to reach out to the whole world. Bring as many people as possible into Christ. Okay? And then the second message is we need to mature in Him from the broad way to the narrow way. Children, children, children. All right. From the broad way to the narrow way. Children say, from the broad way to the narrow way. Ready, go. Very good. Alright, next. The last slide. See, this is a very simple message. You want 10 minutes, right? Okay. I just got 3 points. The first point is there is always open heavens continually over BBDC. And what is the condition? The condition is in Christ. It is open heavens when we have the presence of God. It is open heavens when we have access to God. That means we can go to God. And there's only one way to go to God. And the one way is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we can only come to Him by His precious blood and through Him as our high priest. And so long as we are always in Christ, and this phrase, in Christ, is our key. This phrase, in Christ, guarantees that we always will have open heavens. Open heavens means we have the blessings of God, we have the goodness of God, the kindness of God, as we have sung, alright, to come into our lives and to our church. Okay? The second principle is our security and significance must always be found in the love of God. It's always in the love of God. Our security and significance is not in this big building, our 30 years of heritage, all the leaders or the elders, our security and significance is always because of our personal relationship with God. Our titles, our achievements, our buildings, our possessions will come and they will go. And which is why in BBDC we say we hold very tightly. Very tightly always to the Word of God, very tightly always to our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Everything else we hold, but we hold loosely. All who are sirens, you are must maintain control. You are losing control. Sirens. All right. We got another 7 minutes to go. All right. Our third point is our total dependency is on the Holy Spirit. Everything that we do. The Father God loves us. He's the sovereign God who sits eternally from the past to the present. Our Father God is the Ancient of Days. He determines times and seasons. Our Father God sets up prime ministers and presidents. Our Father God directs the hearts of kings and rulers. He's the eternal sovereign God. He gave us His only begotten Son. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, He became the Son of Man. He died on our behalf. He shed His blood for our sins. He was crucified. He died. He was buried. He rose again. He is now at the right hand of the Father. And when He went to the Father, He gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is now with us. He's in us. And He's the executor and administrator of the will of the Father. He's the executor and administrator of every grace of God. And that's why our dependence is on the Holy Spirit. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to stand, we're going to close in prayer, and we're going to worship the Lord for the next 15 minutes. Alright? Worship team can come onto the stage. Alright? Let's all stand as we close in prayer. Children, can we stand? We're going to worship the Lord, and then we're going to go for lunch by 11:45. Alright? So, we're going to have a good 20 minutes of worship. Can we have silence, children? Are you ready to pray? Father, we thank You again for this last 30 years. And as we look back, we know that it is Your goodness, Your faithfulness. And Lord, we're reminded again and again that it is Your goodness that leads us to repentance. It is Your kindness that draws us to Yourself. It is Your amazing grace that captures our hearts and our lives, that attracts us to You. And Lord, this morning we stand here grateful for all that You have done and for all that You will continue to do in the years ahead. And we are grateful, and we just want to give You thanks and say how great is our God. And we pray, Holy Spirit, now that You will capture our hearts, help each one of us to connect with You and to give You thanks and to render praise and to worship You and Your greatness as we bless You now in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody.
The splendor of